You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.
Coming up on show 430. This week it's a Saturday special and we're talking smart charging. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. In fact, wherever you're listening around the world, welcome to EV News Daily. My name is Martin Lee. Welcome to the show today. We like to do this at the weekend whenever I can do. And that's some interviews with people who are in and around the EV community. It's a triple header. It's three for the price of one today as we're talking smart charging, something that if you're an EV owner yet, or maybe you're EV curious and thinking about buying an EV sometime, it definitely crosses your mind. How should I charge? When should I charge? What's the best way to do it? How do I save money? How do I charge when the grid is at its most green as well? Is a question many people ask. Octopus Energy and Octopus Electric Vehicles here in the UK have teamed up with a technology company called OMI to produce a new cable that means any home can become a smart charging home. Let's find out more about it. I learned a lot with this. I think you'll find it interesting, very insightful as well. Any questions that you have, shoot me an email. I'll come back after this and say a few words at the end. But for now, I think you'll enjoy this. This is nice. I'm actually in Fiona's kitchen at the moment, sort of half in, half out. Fiona Howarth, you are the CEO of Octopus Electric Vehicles. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So thank you for inviting me to your house. When you gave me the address to come to see this amazing new technology, I knew it wasn't your office. We are plugged in to your garage with this great new technology. Could you give us a quick summary of the cable that I've just been looking at?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really excited because we are launching, in partnership with OMI and Octopus Energy, a new smart charging cable. And what's beautiful about this is that this smart charging cable can read electricity prices that vary during the day and optimize your car charging for the cheapest rates. And actually, because it's a cable, it can integrate with any car and it can be retrofitted to any charge point that's got a socket. It's an untethered charge point. So we discovered this a few months ago and we were absolutely blown away by how brilliant this was going to be for EV drivers. And so the reason why you're here today is because I've been using it personally here at home to optimize my charging to get the absolute cheapest rates for my car, to fill up my car.
This is something that loads of people think about, talk about. They know they should charge. It's two-pronged. It's charging when at its most green and charging when it's cheapest. And those two things often go hand in hand. So is there one thing that's more important? Is it best to charge when it's cheaper, when it's green? Are they kind of equally weighted for drivers?
Do you know, I think it's a really interesting question. And I think that's quite a personal choice for individuals. And it very much depends on your own circumstances and also your kind of needs in terms of when you need to charge the car and so forth. But as you say, the beautiful thing is that it often coincides. One of the reasons that it's partnered with Octopus Energy is because Octopus Energy have an agile tariff. You might have talked about it previously. So the Octopus Agile tariff has half hourly prices that literally follow the wholesale market. And what we find is when it's really, really windy and there's a surplus of electricity going onto the grid, that's when the prices plummet. And in fact, sometimes they go negative, which means we can actually pay people to charge their car, which is really exciting. And so that's brilliant. So actually, not only are you taking renewable energy, because there's so much renewable energy going onto the grid from when it's windy, but you're now being paid to actually take that renewable energy instead of, in some cases, the worst case before, it used to be that we used to pay these wind turbines to switch off, which just seems nuts.
You were very kind to me when I said to you that we moved last year and that I haven't moved away from my old provider simply because I'm lazy. So we still charge at the same rate, whether it's whatever time of the day. You were saying, look, it's so easy to switch now. There's no reason you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So it's typically less than a 2-minute switch. In fact, I think our fastest customer has done it in like less around 30, 38 seconds, I think is what I heard. It's super easy with a number of different providers. And actually, we are just delighted by the number of customers that are giving us great feedback on that exact process, that exact journey.
So the cable that we've been looking at looks just like a 3-pin charger. It's a cable out, it's a box in the middle, a cable coming out one side that goes to the car, comes out one side that goes to the wall. It looks like any other 3-pin charger or any, it can come with any attachment on the end, but any other charger people would be used to. So all the technology lives inside that box. I guess that must be in the cloud as well, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I won't try and steal the thunder because we've also got some of the OMI guys here today that will be able to tell you a lot more about that than I. But absolutely. So basically, that cable is the piece that is communicating with the cloud that enables you to control it via your app. And so you can tell your app, actually give me 80% charge by 7 a.m. in the morning. And then it just uses its brain, its smart, to do all the work for you so that you don't have to.
And this is the key, I think, because many people with their box on the wall at home have that ability. They can, either the car timer will, if their car has a timer on it, all EVs do have a timer in order to start charging, or sometimes the box on the wall will, and sometimes it's a little bit smarter if it works with your solar and things like that. This is taking it onto the whole next level, though.
With that agile tariff that I spoke about earlier, so we launched that in February last year. We had a load of people switch to it. And in fact, we released a report a few months ago talking about the results. And we found that EV drivers reduced their peak consumption by 47%. But these people were looking on a daily basis at their pricing, for example, setting their cars to charge, potentially on a daily basis again, having to do all that optimization themselves. I love those people, right? They are passionate, and I'm a nerd myself, so I can definitely, you know, I definitely associate with like that kind of passion for looking at it and optimizing and things like that. But for a lot of people, they tell me that that's not what they want to be spending their time doing, and actually they're quite busy. And so actually, if there's a way for them to do it without having to think about it on a daily basis, you know, then actually that's much better for them. So I think it takes it to a much larger audience.
Before we get onto the technology and the OMI technology that you've partnered with on this, let's just talk a little bit. Anyone that's listening who maybe is new to the podcast or just new to EVs or just like the grid, how does the grid change through the day, and why is it important to charge at different times of the day, and why does the price fluctuate?
Yeah, so there's different bits there. There's also the generation. So we've got a certain amount of generation capacity in the UK, and I think our peak generation capacity, or the peak consumption, actually, I should say, not our capacity, but our peak consumption, typically that happens between 4 and 7 p.m. Now, they expect over the next kind of 10 years, we'll have at least another 11 million vehicles on our roads. Plug them all in at the same time, that's actually 77 gigawatts. That more than doubles that demand on the grid and demand of that generation capacity. However, that same generation is barely being used in the middle of the night, and that grid network is barely being used in the middle of the night. So what we're seeing at the minute is our pricing switches between, say, 25p at that peak time to like 7p at nighttime, or even those negative numbers that we were talking about earlier. So actually, that's just like demand and supply working naturally. And so you shift your consumption out of that peak time. It takes a lot of the pressure off the generation capacity, uses it efficiently at other times of the day, but also enables us to move towards more renewable sources. Because it's flexible consumption of energy, we can store energy in our cars. So actually we can store it, and we can use it when there's a load of wind, when there's a load of solar. And actually that can enable us to move to a world in which we have more renewables that are intermittent, but actually, you know, we can then use that in our vehicles and store it for those special times. And actually that takes me onto vehicle to grid, which is another application of it, where it's not just charging at certain times of the day, but you can actually use that battery as a local storage pack to feed energy back into the grid at those peak times.
Has all of this only been possible because of the smart meter? Here in the UK, we have smart meters. Blimey, I was part of a really early trial, and it seems so obvious to me, so strange for someone to come around and knock on your door years ago and come into your house and ask to look at your meter, and then you got a bill many weeks later. Has all of this only been possible because of smart meters?
Yeah, so smart meters enables us to have those pricing signals. So before, it was very difficult to understand what time of day you were consuming. So you might have had an economy 7 or an economy 10 meter that might have two different registers. So then you'd be able to tell, okay, was it between, you know, 7 a.m. and midnight, or was it between midnight and 7 a.m.? But you still only break it down into those two slots. Whereas now with smart meters, we can literally get down to a half hour by half hour basis. So absolutely, it's just opened up so many opportunities for us to do really cool things like the OME partnership. Right. I've been waiting for this for a number of years, and I'm delighted to be part of this launch today.
That's a wonderful segue. You've done this before, haven't you? Into our next interviewee. Who should we talk to next?
You should speak to David, the CEO of OME.
So, David, you are the main man at OME. And how long have you been working there and developing this technology?
So we've been developing technology about 2 years now. So we came up with the idea, I think, June 2017. And so since then, we've been developing the hardware. We've developed our own proprietary hardware, and we've developed the software, the app and the software platform, as well as developing the cloud-based infrastructure that Fiona referred to earlier.
Is this the first time you've taken it to market with Octopus, or would maybe people listening now have used your products before?
No, this is the very, very, very first time. We've kept this very quiet. In fact, Octopus and Fiona had alluded to it earlier that she's kept it quiet for quite a long period of time. I think we've been threatening launching for a while now, but we wanted to make sure everything was right and everything was perfect. So we've been pretty much in stealth mode until now, and this is it. The big day for us, where we tell everybody what we have been doing over the last number of years, and let's see what if people like OME as much as we do. Again, we're biased.
Yeah, of course. How did this, what was the origin of the idea? What was that? Go back a couple of years for us, for our listeners. And how did you, because people are only just now starting to work out this is an issue, but you had that foresight a long time ago. How did it come about then?
We run a renewable infrastructure investment business, and so we had funded a lot of renewable energy projects, wind projects, solar projects, and we could see that there were times of the day that, as Fiona said, that times of day that energy was more expensive and cheaper, and we thought, well, electric vehicles, the batteries in electric vehicles were an ideal, and well, for want of a better word, apologize for the pun, a perfect vehicle to exploit that. So we wanted to, we stepped back and we said, well, how do they do that? What's the best way to do it? Can we control it using the car? And then every vehicle, I guess, manufacturer has their own battery management system or not, and it's quite difficult to manage and provide a solution that works for every electric vehicle type. So that didn't work. So the next thing we said, well, could we try and control it at the wall, or use the smart wall-mounted chargers to do it? And at that stage, most of the charge points in the wall were dumb, and so you couldn't do that. So we asked ourselves the simple question, could we do it with the cable? And the answer seemed obvious to us that we could. So we just developed the concept of a smart cable, and then that smart cable can be used in every type of electric vehicle and every point, whether it's a charge point or a 3-pin plug or a commando socket. You just plug it into the wall, plug it into your car, and let OME do the rest.
In terms of like the details of how it works, you have the box with the cable coming out to the car, coming out to the wall. What lives in the box, and how much of it is the software that you've had to build to go on top of that?
The box is quite simple. It has a microprocessor and a 4G SIM inside there with your various different relays that you would have for any in-cable charge box. So that's the thing. And then that speaks directly to our cloud, where I guess that's where all the magic happens. So our cloud communicates directly to our box and communicates directly to the utility, which is agile and figures out when the cheapest electricity is, communicates with another cloud that tells us when the lowest carbon is on the grid, and yeah, forward projects where that is, and also speaks to the vehicle car cloud to see what the state of charge of the car is. And so it combines all of those together with the user's preference, which is set via a simple-to-use app. And so that app is relatively flexible. It can, for people who are lazy or who don't really want or who don't enjoy optimizing each individual charge session, which is often me or don't have time to optimize a charge session, you can set a simple charge rule that says how much charge you want at what time in the day, or Thursday, Friday, or weekdays, or weekend, and just set it once you'd like. You'd set your alarm in your phone, and OMI does the rest. For people who want to engage more with the app and actually see whether they want to see how much it actually costs to, you know, what the trade-off between green energy is and actual cheapest energy, you can allow the app to optimize for cheapest energy or lowest green. Or you can do a blend of the two. It's up to you. So you can choose what you want and see if you want to get the lowest carbon footprint or the lowest price. You can actually, in real time, check and see what providing additional flexibility to the grid does. And what I mean by that is actually giving OMI more time to do it at once. So you can actively make the decision to say, well, I'll give it two or three or more hours in the morning. I don't need that. Does that actually make my charge cheaper or not? And so we have a little competition running inside at OMI to see who can get the cheapest mile. So I think Daniel's winning that at about 1.4p a mile. We didn't manage to avail of the negative pricing, I think, last night or the night before, but we'll keep trying. We're passionate about electric vehicles. We're passionate about a low carbon electric vehicle future. And what we want to do is just make it easy. Take away the mystery from it or the science, and actually make it fun and easy for everyone. So the user experience is core to what we do. So while some of your listeners will love the tech and want to know exactly how we do it, I think the vast majority of people just want an easy life. And if it's an easy life, then people will engage with it. That will give the flexibility, and then that will actually accelerate the deployment of EVs into the system, which is what we all want.
I think it's about time that we went outside to the Nissan Leaf that's outside and had a little play with the technology. Your colleague's going to show us through. What's his name?
Daniel Hollingworth.
All right. Okay. Well, we're going to head outside where Daniel's got the app in his hand, ready to have a look. Ah, so here we are outside in the driveway. There's a nice new 40 kilowatt hour white Leaf on charge, and Dan is standing by with his app. So this is what I'm looking at the moment. There is the OMI cable is plugged into the wall. So that's a little charge point inside the little commando socket inside the garage. Of course, charging on 100% green renewable energy on Octopus Energy. And then we've got the OMI box, and that's plugged into the Leaf. So Dan, you're going to talk us through how this all works, yeah? So you've got the app ready to go. What do we do when we plug the box in?
So you plug the box in, and that's a Federy from there is OMI then wakes up. So it recognises that you're connected to the car. So the app will then come alive, and it'll effectively say, right, so I'm going to follow your charge schedule. So an example of a charge schedule is, on weekdays, I need the car at 80% by 7 a.m. And effectively, OMI then takes that, it reaches into your car, it gets the state of charge, and it says, right, now I know how much energy you need, what's the best way I can do that? So you've got various preferences in the app itself. So one of those preferences, I don't care about anything else, save me money. Another preference is green energy. Yep. It's all about green energy. Find me the lowest carbon way of charging my car. And another important setting that we have in there is optimized for the battery life as well. So that effectively, if you think of what we call a sort of dumb charging, a relatively crude phrase, is we plugged our car in at sort of 6 p.m. or something. The car charges for 2 hours, and then it holds that battery state of charge at 100% throughout the night. That's pretty bad for your battery life, really. So we've got a setting in there that tries to optimize the battery life. So it slows down the charging rate, and it keeps the state of charge at low for as long as possible. So if you set it to save money, effectively it reaches in. We talk to Octopus Energy's API, their energy pricing systems, and we say, what's the cheapest way that I can provide that energy? For saving the green energy, for lowering your carbon content of your charging, we reach into National Grid's API for carbon forecasting, and we say, what's the lowest carbon way that we can charge your car?
Wonderful. So get home from work, plug the car in, doesn't do anything, and then presumably, if you've got your routine set, nothing else to do. You were saying that your wife drives the car sort of 3 days a week, as in out of the house, and is a home worker other times. So you have a routine in the app that you've set up already?
Yeah, absolutely. So my own, everyone's got their own different circumstances. My personal circumstances are Monday, Wednesday and Friday. My wife travels to work, so she has a fairly extensive commute. I have a car that is set to charge to 95% on Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, when we don't use the car so much, effectively we say, just charge your car for 60%. There's a little bit of local, taking the kids to school and bits and bobs like that. So we do want some charge, but we don't need as much. And then for the weekend, we say, I don't know what I'm going to do on the weekend, so just fully charge the car. But typically, I know that I'm not going to get up out of bed at some crazy time in the morning. So federally say, as long as at 7, 8 a.m. the car is charged, I'm happy. So they're the charge schedules that I've got set up. If my plans change for any reason and I come home in the evening and I want my car charged quickly, I just go onto the app and say, just charge now. And Omi wakes up and basically just hoses the car down with energy.
Okay, so you've got your phone there. Android phone, but iOS as well, right?
So,
Yes. We're on both Apple and Android.
Okay, so I can see at the top it says smart charging. At the top left as well, it says the current state of the battery and then what you want to get to, an arrow pointing towards your target mileage and a countdown to when that is. So I get home from work, I plug in, and I might be at 50% and it'll however many miles, it will read it from the car and then it'll tell me how many miles it wants to get to by the time I wake up the next morning. So that looks super simple. Little change button there as well. And then further down, a bit more analysis on how much money you're paying and how cheap the electricity is.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we've got there is, we've said, is on my specific charge schedule is we're going to put 73 miles in a car, quite precise. So what the system has done is then reach in and said, what's the best way of doing that with the settings that I've got there? So we see there it's actually going to start charging about 1:30 in the morning. So I scroll further down and it's given me the total cost of that charging. So that charging is going to cost me just over £1. And crucially, my cost per mile is 1.4 pence. So you compare that to a petrol or diesel car and you can see the savings. But you can also see there is what we've got in there to notify our users is effectively what would be the cost of that charge session if you were on a big six energy tariff. And you can see the savings there. So for this charge schedule, we can charge and how many miles was it? 73 miles. It's going to cost us £1.06, and that's a saving of £2.76 compared with the big six tariff.
Average price. And a little gamification element with a score down the bottom. I like that. I like being competitive with myself.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we say is, with a green score, is we give people figures for their CO2 per mile, so they can compare it to their sort of petrol or diesel equivalents. But then effectively, we look ahead and say, well, what's the cheapest way in terms of carbon cost now? What's the cheapest way in terms of carbon? Could you charge your car? And how are you doing compared with that? So you can kind of see that I'm currently on four out of five on my thing. So if I was to go into the app and set that to say, ignore cost, or effectively lower my carbon content of my charge, you'd expect it to give me
that's,
five.
That's super interesting. Wow. I love it. It looks great.
We've spent a huge amount of effort and we've taken some early user feedback and trying to get this app right. But what I would say is that when we're launching, we recognise it's a new product, essentially. So we've got some feedback features in the app. So as people are using it, is we want them to come and tell us what's important to them, how they're using the app, what features they want in the future. And we want to create that sort of engagement with customers as we move forward. So this is version one, and we know we've got a long way to go in terms of building these sort of future enhancements and so on. So we need that feedback from customers.
And so that is another Saturday special for you. Really interesting interview, three interviews today, all about an energy provider and the technology that they are working with to make any home a smart home. I learned a lot today, actually. I enjoyed that one. Well, thank you very much for everyone who has sent me their answers to question of the week this week. And you've still got a day to get yours in. If you want to email me, setbymyev.com, as always, I would love to hear from you with the answer to this question. If electric vehicles are going to cost more than fossil cars, at least for now, how much more of a premium are you willing to pay, if any? Email me. hello@evnewsdaily.com and leave a comment in the section of YouTube and Facebook and myev.com. Right, time for the endy bit then. Well, there are 429 previous shows online for free, which you can download right now if you want to. Mostly new shows, few interviews in there as well. Done some fascinating ones over the last year. You can get those from your usual podcast platform or indeed on YouTube. Get the new shows, if you want to, by hitting subscribe in your podcast app, on YouTube, then you get the first and free and automatically. Thank you to everyone on Patreon. There's 209 Patreon supporters. patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. If you're wondering what that's all about, it's how we make this show and how we fund it and make sure it happens. And you're welcome to check out that page and see what it's all about. In the meantime, if you'd like to catch me on the socials, if you search EV News Daily, you'll find me. And I will be back tomorrow for Sunday's edition, and we'll answer your question of, or we'll read out your answers to question of the week. Have a wonderful day. I'll catch you tomorrow, and please remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.